that you cannot complain of any kind that, no, she has in the this and she has in the that. Is now only you have to fight with your nafs. With your nafs. There's nothing else you have to fight with, because you cannot blame anyone else for your wrongdoings. It's the only thing that you fight with your nafs now is to make sure that you control your nafs at all times. Because that is the biggest enemy. The biggest enemy is not shaitan. Because who misled shaitan? Another shaitan, his own nafs. Likewise, we also been misled by our nafs, not by shaitan. Shaitan has been tied up with us. So this month is of this kind that we have to be so conscious, God conscious. That's why he's given us a remedy also. What to do in the month of Ramadan? He says, read a lot of kalima, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The reason is for that to keep your tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah at all times. Because that will bring about the consciousness of Allah. And then he says that it is the month of Quran. The month of Quran means that there's so much we should keep contact with the Quran, read the Quran as much as possible, so that you are involved not in committing any kind of sins. We have to know this, but it's given us this revelation that la ilaha illallah, and making zikr, making istighfar all the time. Why did he say make istighfar all the time? Because every move that we are making, you come to realize how Allah Ta'ala wants it is not according to expectation. Our namaz that we read, not according to Allah Ta'ala. But yet we thank Allah, ya Allah, I thank you, they made with this namaz. The Quran that you're citing, that's why I say, in abundance you read kalima la ilaha illallah and istighfar as much as possible. So much of istighfar. Now who is this addressing to? This is the Sahaba Ikram. Sahaba Ikram was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiya Allah anhu wa radu anhu. Allah was happy with them, they were happy with Allah Ta'ala. Yet the message is for us. They were so strong and staunch. When they were being given the sin that they were forgiven, they made sure that they can go close to Allah Ta'ala. But just imagine Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran that they've been most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Thereafter, when they got the certificate of that Allah is most beloved to them, Allah loved them, they did not decide on that now we have been beloved to Allah Ta'ala, let us now become relaxed. No, they became more conscious of it, that now that Allah Ta'ala loves us more, we have to do certain things more than more Allah's attention will come towards us. They said Musa alayhi salam, he told that stone, why are you crying? He said, because Allah Ta'ala will put you in Jahannam. The time when Musa asked Allah Ta'ala, ya Allah, this stone is crying, that he will put in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala said, take Musa, tell him that I will not be put in Jahannam. When he came and told our stone, the rock, that you know, you will not be put in Jahannam, he supposed to be smiling and happy, but he said, crying more and more. Musa alayhi salam came past, you still crying. He said, why must I stop that which Allah made me? Have mercy on me. So I must also, we must think like that. And he cried because my crying made Allah Ta'ala forgive me. Then why must I stop that too? The Sahaba cried on the same thing too with Allah Ta'ala again, radiallahu anhu wa radu anhu, Allah Ta'ala is very happy with them. They made sure that they keep Allah Ta'ala more and more happy. Well, that is the thing that caused Allah Ta'ala. So this month of Ramadan, if you and I only know what is prepared for us, my dear friends, you will do everything the best to try to live a bit through more and more. But unfortunately, we are not doing that at all. You find in the month of Ramadan, people at time of Siri, they wake up for Siri, Allah Ta'ala wakes them up to that too. They wake up, they have a nice Siri, no one telling you not to have a Siri, you have a nice, but instead of waiting for Salah, they sleep earlier. They sleep well now, depriving themselves of very great reward of a farz. In a month of Ramadan, farz becomes in that month of Ramadan, everything multiplied from Allah Ta'ala. A person performs one farz in the month of Ramadan is 70 times equivalent to other. Just imagine 70 times. When yet a person is waiting up for Siri, after Siri, instead of waiting for Salah, and Allah Ta'ala has been so easy for us in the month of Ramadan that, you know, that immediately after Siri, just a few minutes after reading your Salah, so that so much of looking after us, concerned about us after Siri, just a few minutes after reading the first namaz. That too means you must not deprive yourself of going to masjid. Many people after they read Siri, they make Siri read the namaz in the masjid, not on the masjid, at home, feeling you realize that they have missed out so much great reward. When Allah comes to give you the sijah, that's one mistake people are doing. Second mistake, the time of iftar, the time iftar is a very, very blessed time. You don't know that time Allah is special rahmat on us at all times. That time is so important that time, instead of waiting, You're making dua at that time. But yet after the dua, when you make iftar, you are so much engaged in the iftar, to that extent that you miss your rakat in namaz. You miss your rakat. You're not realizing that you have not missed one rakat too. Tadbir ula is a very important thing. We do not think tadbir ula is very important, but it's very, very important. Tadbir ula is that time that Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to Nabi Karim, Allah, so many sheep and so many animals, so many this and that, so many sleep. Nabi Karim said, oh Abu Bakr, I thought you missed the tadbir ula. Tadbir ula. I'm saying this because we are like a month of Ramadan, people go out to work and all that, they did not show any importance tadbir ula. Like even in a Fajr namaz, they miss even, you know. Likewise, they'll come to realize it with tadbir ula. Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Karim said, that, oh Abu Bakr, I thought you missed tadbir ula. He said, Yahu, is that so? He said, yes. The whole world full of animals, slaves, you will lose all those things. Is nothing compared to one tadbir ula. We will only come to know on the day of Qiyamah all these things. Why are we all listening to these things though? So in the month of Ramadan, if we cannot value these things, bring that. You see, the month of Ramadan is especially a kind of an exercise for us to discipline ourselves. The time we should eat the wrong time, all the wrong times. Now Allah is disciplining us. That now listen to me. Become so disciplined that you know when you must eat when you are hungry. Not when you're not like how we are, you know, we have 3 meals and 4 meals, 5 meals. That's why we get. But here Allah says you eat in the morning. Then in the afternoon you don't eat. You're controlling yourself, you bring about discipline your body. You do not understand how much of sickness is going away from our body. Everything Allah Ta'ala brings into our heart, our thing, is some very, very, very beneficial things. A man in the morning he eats food, and then he does not eat it. We eat when we're not supposed to eat. And the time you're supposed to eat is you're hungry. Then in the evening you eat again. In that period of time, you find the difference in your body, the simple sickness all goes away too. You find, but the biggest thing in this month of Ramadan is taqwa. Eating and drinking all that, taqwa can only come into your soul. Taqwa can only come into your soul. You are feeding your body all the time. Feed your soul. Feed your soul means, in the talibah, la ilaha illallah, in the Quran Sharif, and then making zikr wa lakar, istighfar is so important. Nabi Karim emphasized this thing. These two things are very important. Kalima la ilaha illallah, uduru shaybirin, and istighfar all the time. We will be sitting down here too. We must be already keeping our tongue. When will istighfar astaghfirullah? In your businesses too, while you're sitting down there, you're fasting. You must be concerned, you must be fasting. Consciousness will come into you. Bilal lakum taqwa means, taqwa means that everywhere you go, whether in the toilet, whether in the business, everywhere, you are so conscious Allah can look at you. Allah can look at and the concern is, I must not make Allah can displease Allah Ta'ala. In no way I must displease Allah Ta'ala. And this is the month of Ramadan, the month of Sabar. What is said in Hudud Namaz? That is the most difficult thing. The most difficult thing in the month of Ramadan is the month of Sabar, he said. Why? Because that is a thing that kills people today. What is the meaning of Sabar? I just received a phone call now from a woman, husband, because of a small thing, she did not put the towel correctly. She did not put the towel correctly. She the house is on fire. He's not even talking to her, she's making the food for him, she's making it dark for him, saying, because she did not put the towel there, and the time she was so busy in the kitchen doing work. And preparing for what? Preparing for who? Preparing for her husband. Not for anyone else. They got no children. She's preparing for her husband. Why she is busy doing that thing? He's calling her to show her that what mistake you made with the towel. She said, I'm very busy now. I'm very busy, I cannot come. And she had the right to say that, because somebody gets burned and he starts burning her then. If the food gets burned, what happened then? She is busy making the food properly there. She's saying, I'm very, very busy now, please leave me alone. But he insisted it must come. You know, today in the houses, I am the king. I am the lord. I am the what? What do you call it? I'm the soldier. No, I'm the leader. You must listen to me. That's how people today is. That with the wives. So she told, she went there after that and he took her to task. Then she told him, you could have put the towel right. Is there anything wrong there? No, that was became another story. Well, for 3 days now, these 2 days now, they're not eating together. She made the food and she's telling me, what must I do? I'm thinking this mota vichara does not realize the month of Ramadan. He does not know how much harm is coming to himself. So Nabi Kadr is the month of Safar. It's very easy to read Quran. It is very easy to obey Zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It's very easy to read the namaz. Everything you can do, but this month of Safar is something. You know, it's the month of Safar that everything will. First of all, you will have smoking now. Whole day not smoking. Now when the time comes, the first thing what you have to do is the moment you break your fast, you put a cigarette in your mouth. Why? Is that the time you put a cigarette in the mouth or the time you come to read the Masjid Namaz? Just imagine you come to read the Masjid Namaz. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, the Farista, you say, I should use the miswak. As I said, why do you use so much? He says, the Farista has come, my older mother caused harm to them. Now when the people come just after breaking their fast, and the first thing is they put cigarette in their mouth. And then expect to come to the mosque, they don't even put something sweet in their mouth, make something nice, so Khuda na kareena, you must not give taklif to anyone. But they come in that position and come in namaz. What kind of namaz that would be the deep taklif to everyone else? Because we haven't got the value of respect for the month of Ramadan. If you got respect for the month of Ramadan, you do all kind of things to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. But just imagine the month of Safar is this. Every small thing will happen to you now. Every small thing. Now you must know a person has a habit of getting angry all the time. That's why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, must I give you something? Give me an advice. Do not get angry. You do not say anything else because that is the cause of all the harms. The homes are breaking today because of anger. The homes are breaking today because you find that the young children, small children, to be getting angry too. The husband getting angry too. So anger is something that you will carve the mean away. Allah Ta'ala says, once a person holds his anger back, and Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala raises his spirit status too. And a person who holds his anger for the sake of Allah, on the day of Allah Ta'ala, won't get angry with that person. But yet you find today that in this month of Ramadan, you can talk and say advice everyone, but yet anger overtakes everyone else. Anger will overtake everyone else. He forgets whatever he sold to. Gussa is a very bad thing. It has broken families too. To that extent, I'm sorry to say, many of my husband and wife living in this condition that they're not married anymore. They're not married anymore, they're still living together. Why? Because of the fear of what people say. They're not fearing what Allah Ta'ala will say. So my dear friends, the month of Ramadan is a month of Sabr. The month of Ramadan is a month of Sabr. How you must spend Ramadan? Bring taqwa into our big fear. I always advise my friends, talk less in the month of Ramadan. Meet less in the month of Ramadan. Bring that condition in you that you become so strong that you are alone, but you're not alone. Who are you with Allah Ta'ala? You are with Allah Ta'ala. Become alone. Become a loner in the sense, in Ramadan, I don't want to cause any harm to anyone. I don't want to say something wrong of my tongue. I don't want to commit any kind of sins. What Allah Ta'ala says. This is one ibadat paying only other than me. You are making, keeping fast for me. I will decide what is the reward. There's no other ibadat of that kind. Allah says, this fasting is for me. And I will decide what is the reward. Now you tell me something. If someone come and tell you, listen, you're doing all these things, but this work, what you're doing for me. You're doing for me. Now I'll see, now I'll decide what I'll give you. What will you do for that person? You make sure they do the work accordingly. You must not make any mistakes. It must be of the best. For the worldly thing, you do that. Allah Ta'ala says, this fast is for me. I will decide what I'll give you. Now, it's for you and I to decide how you show Allah Ta'ala how much good, how good we are in keeping fast and how good we are in keeping away from sins. Because the most biggest thing is guna se bacho. Guna se nafrat. Have hate for sins. We must have hate for sins. Until unless we don't have hate for sins, a person will not leave sin out. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, the most important thing what I mentioned today in the month of Ramadan is Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, and remember, farz namaz, do not miss it at all. Nafil namaz, a person is, he gets a sawab of sunnah. And do not miss taraweeh, because that is sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I always say, certain people cannot read Quran at all. They're trying to level which cannot read Quran at all. But if they join the taraweeh from the beginning of first Ramadan to the end, they got one Quran khatam without reading the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is so kind to us, but we have to make appreciate the Quran. How do we appreciate? Appreciation is when you're going to eat all the time. No one says not to eat. Eat, how much you're going to eat, but don't eat so much honey in the coming dakar in the masjid. They give everyone, something happens to other people, they say, kya ho gaya yahan par? The whole place become all food. You don't know if you know. So this is what's happening to people, begin to overeat too. And certain people start to say, after the Taraweeh, they don't go sleep, from Tarabih right up to Iftar, the Seri, they carry on eating. I've been told that too. They carry on eating. How much they going to eat? Allah has not been there to eat only. Allah has brought us to make dua, ibadah, become more closer to Him. That's the reason why you, who say you will not eat? But do not eat so much that it costs the bread so much. And do not eat so little that you can't make ibadah also. The most important thing that eat stomach full, not heart full. Many people, but most important, do not miss the Jamaat namazes. Please, do not miss the Jamaat namaz. One Jamaat namaz too. At the time at Iftar, people are having, they're still having, having. Then they miss the Takbir Ula, they miss one rakah, two rakah, they do not know what the great loss is. So Allah Ta'ala, may humble can to witness to the Prophet, Alhamdulillah.